5 years ago, Cori Bush took to the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, to protest the death of Michael Brown, an 18-year-old black man who was shot and killed by a white police officer. Bush was a new activist, charged by what she felt was a major injustice, one that she says she has seen many times in her life. Today, she is now a Democratic nominee for Missouri's 1st Congressional District, beating out longtime Representative William Lacey Clay in the state's primary.
They counted us out. They called me, you know, I'm just the protester. I'm just the activist. With no name, no title, and no real money. That's all they said that I was. But St. Louis showed up today.
Bush initially lost to Clay back in 2018. Her story was documented in the Netflix film Knock Down the House, which followed four primary challengers, including New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Cori Bush joins us now to talk about the significance of this primary win. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Cori, you're a pastor. You're a nurse. You were galvanized by the killing of Michael Brown, which happened just a few minutes from where you live. Now you're in this position to possibly make real political change. How does this moment feel?
It feels like a dream. I'm still trying to figure out what just happened, but I keep thinking about, wow, the change that we can make in this district, I'm just so excited about.
Your opponent, Representative Clay, is part of what a lot of folks call a political dynasty in Missouri. He served in Congress for 20 years. His father served a long time, too.
Yes.
And I want to play a clip from the documentary Knock Down the House, where you were talking to a voter back in 2018 who was actually surprised to hear you were actually running against Clay. Let's listen.
Yes.
Election time come around. Okay. Clay, that's one of the sure ones nobody even bothered looking at anything else.
Right.
I ain't really seen no Democrat with the guts to go up against the Clays in a long time.
With the guts to go up against the Clays in a long time is what he said. What changed in Missouri, do you think, that made voters want to give you a chance?
Well, first of all, people have seen me stay involved. I've stayed involved with the community. I, you know, hit the streets and running back during the Ferguson uprising. And then I ran for office. After I didn't win, I didn't leave. I continued to work. I continued to organize. I continued to use my voice and to also reach out and help the community. And then when you add COVID-19 and how it hit the St. Louis area, and then me being an essential worker, being a nurse, and then my own COVID-19 story that took me off the campaign trail in a way for 2 months. And then to move straight from that into organizing the George Floyd and Breonna Taylor protests locally, people just saw somebody that was willing to fight. And it's a new day. We got to see change.
I want to ask you about all of those things that you're talking about, this moment of racial reckoning that some are calling it, the pandemic, which you actually experienced firsthand, the impacts of COVID-19. What are some of your priorities as you enter the fall with all of this in the backdrop?
Yeah. So right now, just entering fall, I'll say making sure that we turn out the vote, making sure that people that feel disenfranchised about voting understand why we need them to show up. And then after that, once I'm elected, I want to push for more COVID-19 relief, $2,000 a month, universal basic income for every person over the age of 16, and making sure that we cancel utility shutoffs, making sure we have that moratorium on evictions. We have to put people in a position to be able to grow and thrive because people were knocked down before COVID-19 hit. You know, now we have to do more. We have to help them to get to a place of just relief.
I want to ask you about one other thing. President Trump is currently sending 50 federal troops to St. Louis to combat violent crime. St. Louis typically has one of the highest murder per capita rates in the country, although it's in part because of the way the city limits are drawn. What are your thoughts on these federal agents coming and how would you address gun violence in your district?
Right. Let me just say, I'm not in support of these agents coming to the St. Louis area. You know, I think that there are so many other things that we can do that we aren't doing. We always want to throw money at bringing more police or bringing more law enforcement into the communities, but we don't throw money at social workers. We don't throw money at therapists. We don't throw money at social programs. We don't throw money at recidivism programs. We don't throw money at making sure that people have a decent wage to be able to support themselves. But we always want to throw law enforcement in because that's going to, you know, whip us into shape. I think that there is a way that we can stop this before we get here. Yes, I do understand that St. Louis had 53 murders in just the month of July alone. That is outrageous. But it's not like it just happened. We've been fighting this for a very long time. Donald Trump wants to send these federal agents to St. Louis. Let me just say, the people of St. Louis deserve better. The people of St. Louis deserve care, treatment, rehab, if that's what we need. We deserve to be treated like anyone else. You know, we are not a bad community. We are a community of people who love one another and want to see St. Louis thrive. We have some issues, but those issues didn't just start yesterday. This is systematic racism, and it's so many other things that have caused us to get here.
That's Corey Bush, winner of Missouri's first district congressional primary this week. If elected, Bush will be the first Black woman to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives from Missouri. Corey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.